Robert's passport control, but there had been a moment when he had suddenly looked round, and Dirk had ducked quickly into the bookshop. A few seconds later, when Dirk next glanced up, his quarry had gone into, as Dirk had assumed, passport control. Dirk had lingered for a decent interval, bought some newspapers and books, and then made his way through passport control and into the departure area himself. It had not especially surprised him that he had not spotted his quarry anywhere in the departure area. It was a shining maze of pointless shops, cafes, and lounges, and Dirk felt that there was nothing to be gained by rushing around hunting for him. They were being funneled inexorably in the same direction anyway. They'd be on the same plane. Not on the plane? Dirk sat stock still. Thinking back, he had to admit that the last time he had actually physically seen his quarry was before he had even gone through passport control, and that everything else was based on the assumption that his quarry was going to do what he, Dirk, had decided he was going to do. This, he now realized, was actually quite a large assumption. Cold air trickled down his neck from the nozzle above him. Yesterday he had inexpertly boarded a bus while tailing this man. Today, it seemed, he had inadvertently boarded a plane to Chicago. He put his hand to his brow and asked himself honestly how good a private detective he really was. He summoned a cabin steward and ordered a glass of whiskey and nursed it as if it was very ill indeed. After a while, he reached into his plastic bag of books and newspapers. He may as well just pass the time. He sighed. He drew out of the bag something he had no recollection of putting there. It was a courier delivery packet, which had already been opened. With a slow frown developing on his forehead, he pulled out its contents. There was a book inside. He turned it over, wonderingly. It was called Advanced Surveillance Techniques. He recognized it. He'd had a flyer for it yesterday in the post. He'd screwed it up and thrown it to the floor. Folded between a couple of pages of the book was the exact same flyer, flattened and smoothed out. With a deep sense of foreboding, Dirk slowly unfolded it. Scrawled across it in felt tip, in handwriting that was oddly familiar, were the words, Bon voyage. The cabin steward leaned across him. Can I freshen your drink, sir? He said. Chapter 8. The sun stood high above the distant Pacific. The day was bright, the sky blue and cloudless, the air, if you like the smell of burnt carpets, perfect. Los Angeles. A city I have never visited. A car, a blue convertible, sleek and desirable, came sweeping west out of Beverly Hills along the, as I understand it, gracious curves of Sunset Boulevard.